and being so many homes around the streams, it was plenty of native fish for everyone. Oh, you could go out then, and if you wanted to bring those many home, much as a gallon. The father used to take a gallon or a peck basket on the White Oaks, go out and fish a half a day, come back with it full of nice trout.
So it was much rainier then, 2 or 3 rains a week.
Oh, yes. We had much better seasons then than we have now.
Yeah, the other day a woman said to me, it's a very light spring. I guess she meant by that there wasn't any rain. Is that what she meant?
Perhaps.
Well, most of the rain fell in summer, did it? And these thunder showers, during the...
Yeah, we'd have lots of thunder showers, and then through the winter, it would be very rough winters.
A lot of snow.
Then in the spring, when the thaw came, naturally you'd have waters way above normal.
Sure.
You were going to tell me about the people with the musical instruments, and they went to the apple picking?
Oh, yes. Some of the people, they'd go to the apple pickings, to call it, in Winchester, Virginia.
Winchester.
Mm-hmm. And they were strong, healthy boys. They could really pick apples, some of them 200 bushels a day.
200 bushels.
And I think then they paid about 5 cents, 4 or 5 cents a bushel for pickings. And when they before they'd come home, they'd want something to bring home to finally entertain the family with. They'd buy a violin, or a banjo, or an accordion, or a knife pipe, or something. And most every family would be someone that could play a musical instrument. Of course, myself, I never could play anything.
Is that right? Well, I can't either.
I do.
You and
true,
I are
in
the same boat.
I was unfortunate. I didn't get the time. I had to work.
When they would go to these apple pickings, how would they get there? Would they hike? Would they walk? Or would they take a wagon? Or
they would go down into the valley and 10, 12, maybe 20 of them would get together and hire some of the neighbors to take them in a truck.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have it would pay him enough that he could afford to run the truck. And then, what time in the fall they wanted to come back home, and the truck would go pick them up and bring them back. That is, back close to home, within 5 or 6 miles.
Sure.
Walking the rest of the way.
What about when we were talking before, about stock animals? Were there any horses or mules on any of these little homesteads?
Yes, some of them had horses and mules. The most of them did not.
Sure.
I guess they probably ate too much. Not and didn't pay back their keep, was that it?
That's correct. They didn't have any way of making enough to feed the horse, And naturally, it does take a lot of corn through the winter.
Sure does.
For the horse.
Right.
And as I said before, they wanted to save all the food for themselves.
Sure.
One thing I wanted to ask about, I was interested in the other day, we're in a couple of the cemeteries, and something that we don't have in our part of the country, they always have stones at the bottom of the grave. And it almost looked to me as though they had something written on them and they were scratched out. Does that have any special significance? Do you know much about that?
Well, the reason of the stones, the people didn't have the money to buy, to put it to headstones, footstones. So a lot of them would just use the stones, nice long stones, or flat, and they would inscribed on the stone, some of them, who it was and what year they died and the age and so forth. And a lot of them, they just had the stones, so no name, no nothing. They were family graveyards, is what they were, and they knew anyway.
They knew who was there, that's true.
Not too much difference as far as they were concerned.
And everyone still takes care of their own little plot. Yeah.
Some of them do now. They can do that if they want to. They can take care of their family graveyard. But the most of them, they are not taken care of. They are growed up, trees through them, and a lot of them you can't hardly tell the every graveyard there.
You
may notice the one on the drive near the lower Hawksbill parking area, right to the right?
Mm.
Yes.
I knew all of those people there.
That's right.
They just lived down over the hill from there. Their names were Taylor.
Mm.
And he also worked for George Brandon Holler. He was some of those.
What do people around here think of George Freeman Pollock? He was quite a colorful character, I guess.
Oh, I think Mr. Pollock was a wonderful man. Myself and all of the local people in around Skyland thought he was a wonderful man, which he was to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
He gave all of us employment, practically all of us, through the summer and a lot of times in the winter, when the weather was suitable, we would cut firewood for him and rake it up. And in the coming spring, he would haul it in. In those days, you only had the fireplaces, you know, that you burn the burnt black chestnut in the most of them. There's plenty of chestnut to cut. My brother and I cut right much wood for him. He paid $2.25 a cord. That was a rick of wood 16 foot long. The length 2 foot. What I mean by long, that's the long length.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then 4 foot
high. 4 foot long.
And we'd cut, split, and stack 4 cord a day, my brother and I.
Well,
$2.25 a car.
That was a pretty good price, though.
We was really making money.
Yeah, that was big money. Sure.
Hello.
We had a 5 foot cross cut saw, and we could saw a tree of wood before we ever stopped. We kept a keen edge in the saw and would bring out shavings 3 to 4 inches long. And that chestnut timber, easy to cut anyway, and really easy to split. And we made some money right there. The job of that type didn't last long.
We ask you, too, if maybe we go down toward Weekly Hollow, is there anyone down there who might like to talk to us, too, or anybody else that you know?
No, I'm sorry. I sure don't know of anyone that I think would be interested in talking. I myself have just about spoke for all of them. Well, a part of it anyway. So.
Well, I think that you've really told us a lot. I can't think of too much more, can you, to answer?
No, I think...
Nope. The previous interview was recorded July 3, 1964 by Eugene and Diane Wilhelm with Ranger Hunter Dodson at Hoover Camp, Shenandoah National Park.